As you know, today's reading is from the Gospel according to St. Luke. And it opens with a bit of a shock. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus on his final journey to the city of Jerusalem. It would be his third and his last journey to the sacred city. It must have been something of a shock when Jesus, drawing the vast crowd to himself, turned to his disciples and to the crowd, and he said these words: "If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." That's very strong language. And of course, many helpful scholars, even today, they continue to try to tone the meaning of Jesus' words down a bit so as to cushion the shock. But something bothers me about doing something like that, taking a negative word or idea, cleaning it up to make it sound more acceptable and less threatening, so that everybody can go home feeling happy, happy, happy. There's something not totally whole about that. Jesus, however, was never shy. He was never shy about, as St. Paul says, speaking the truth in love. And he never stooped to watering down his meaning. Perhaps if we look at the context in which these words were written, we would understand better the seriousness of what Jesus really means. Jesus was now, remember, on his way to Jerusalem, on his way to total rejection and incredible suffering, on his way to be cursed by the mob, abandoned by his friends, and to die on the cross of Calvary. All this would be his fate as he walks with his disciples for the very last time through the streets of Jerusalem, the holy city, preaching, teaching in the temple, and a final farewell at the Last Supper. And all that time, Jesus knew the way that he had to walk with his disciples. His disciples didn't have a clue about what awaited them at their journey's end. And whenever he tried to tell them that suffering lay ahead, they couldn't absorb it. They paid little attention. They wouldn't believe that anything serious should ever happen to Jesus, their Lord and Master, their Messiah King. God would certainly protect him from all harm. And when the Holocaust did come, they all ran away. Every last one save one who stayed to console Jesus' mother. Yes, it is true. Jesus came to save the world. And yes, he would save it. In fact, he did save it. But only through pain and sorrow, rejection on the edges of despair, and with a faith that he would die on the cross, but also putting his faith in his Father's promise that he would rise from the dead on the third day. And yet his disciples were always looking for something special, something else. They were waiting for miracles, fire from the sky, victory over their enemies, and pots of gold and silver for all their friends. And Jesus would be their Savior. That was their hope. Salvation of the world. Savior of the world. But Jesus knew that what saves the world is not gold or silver. Only love can save the world. And only a sacrificial giving oneself to the Father, that kind of love. And we shall save the world with Jesus if we too join him. He who moves among us now is the same Jesus who on that day moved along with his disciples. And he calls us now to his side to walk with him. We know it's not a call to a rose garden. We know he calls us to his side to walk with him. It's not going to be a happy dance, but rather the commitment that we and we alone in our own hearts must make. And you are Jesus here beside us, for you are with us as you promise. You are with us all days, even to the ends of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.